Welcome to CBD University with Dr. Andre on WBWB.com. I am Dr. Matt Andre of Andre Medical Services. I'm a family physician here in Bloomington. Andre Medical Services is your home for personalized, high-quality, functional medical care and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And we're your source as well for highly absorbed, water-soluble, organically sourced, full-spectrum UltraCell CBD hemp oil. Call us at 812-331-8282 or join us at www.andremedicalservices.com. And CBD University is a project we've started here in conjunction with B97, and very, very excited to be teaming up with them again to provide, hopefully, what is excellent information. We want to be your home for information and science on CBD and hemp oil. And joining me, as always, is our producer, Ms. Pam Thrash. Pam,
hello.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this. When we first talked about this, you know, I'd been chewing on the idea of doing a program around this for some time, and you know, you came to mind because we worked great together, at mm-hmm. least in my opinion. And I'm just really excited about what I think we're going to be able to offer.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing this because there's so many questions about CBD oil, and I've seen it help so many people, including myself. With a variety of different ailments that people, something as easy as it's helping people sleep to, I've talked to people that have issues with fibromyalgia.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing to me all the different ailments it's helping people with.
Yes.
And it's hard to understand how it can do that. You know, it's kind of like, is it too good to be true? Is it something that yep. it's just psychological? People think it's going to help, so it's helping. And luckily, with you being here, you can kind of give the scientific reasons for why CBD oil is helpful. Now, you know, like, what are all the things it's doing
yep.
and why?
Well, you're exactly right. And I'll start out by saying, you know, we have this natural tendency to drift toward kind of negativity.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It reminds me, there's an old story I just love. When Eli Lilly, if you all remember, do you remember methylate? It was the stuff that you used to put on,
that name.
Mom would put on cuts where you got scratched by a cat.
Is it that red stuff?
Red stuff made everything
it
orange,
hurt.
Burned
yes.
like heck.
Yes.
Well, when Eli Lilly bought that, the rights to it, it actually was an odorless, colorless liquid, didn't burn, didn't stain anything, and killed everything it touched. He could not give it away.
Because it didn't hurt.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
So he said, oh, heck, put it in iodine and alcohol, and it sold like hotcakes.
Amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah, I love that story.
Isn't that interesting?
And that's really what I run into a lot with especially clinicians around
yeah.
CBD. I remember when I was at the State House testifying and educating the legislators on CBD, which was really an honor and great. But, I mean, I had ones who were really against it for various reasons. Call me a snake oil salesman. you know, you're that kook from Bloomington.
Yeah.
You know, I just laughed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, when I first heard about it, CBD sounded like snake oil to me, too. I mean,
right.
Don't tell me there's one product that's going to help somebody sleep better and then the next person that gives them energy.
Right.
Or this person that's going to help them with Crohn's disease and this person that helps them with irritable bowel. I mean, these are totally different conditions.
Right.
So it must just all be placebo. I mean, I've heard mm-hmm. that from clinicians over and over and over again. And it's not. and there's several reasons for that. But what I want to say even before I get into what we're seeing in our patients is that there's a fundamental difference in terms of the way we can talk about things that are supplements versus things that are drugs. So when I'm on here, when we're talking, and I'm talking about things that we see in patients, or we're going to have several guests on, not today, but we will have other shows where we're going to interview people. And when we're talking about what we see in terms of health, we can talk about things that we say that people took and say got better, but that's different from actively promoting, you know, a specific product and saying, oh, this is out, you know, you should never see an ad where somebody says, oh, this take the CBD, it'll cure your cancer.
Right.
You know, that's illegal.
That's
you can't do that.
Yeah, that's not what's being said here.
Supplements in general, whether it's B12 or vitamin C or echinacea, you cannot claim that they are there to treat, diagnose, or cure
right.
any medical disease. That's how we define the difference between something that's considered a pharmaceutical and considered, you know, a supplement. But what you can take a supplement for is to support a health system in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this system in our body that is just honestly becoming known to us
mm-hmm.
Called the endocannabinoid system. And CBD and hemp oil products support function of the endocannabinoid system. Now, what is the endocannabinoid system? Well, the endocannabinoid system It's basically, you could define it, it meets the definition of a hormone system. Uh-huh. It meets the definition of a neurotransmitter system. There's other ways you can look at it. But if you compare it, just call it, think of it being a hormone. We've known about other hormone systems for a long, long time. We've known about thyroid for hundreds of years. We've known about testosterone for almost 400 years. Compare that to the endocannabinoid system of hormones. We've only known about them. Our first one was discovered in 1991.
Wow.
So we're talking
not that long ago.
Not
really.
That long ago. 27
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So this is brand new science, and we're just beginning to understand the workings of this system. But the endocannabinoid system is the most abundant neurotransmitter system in the entire body. We have not found a single other body system that does not take input from it. So it literally affects every other system in the body. It affects the nervous system. It affects the immune system. It affects the gut. It affects the brain. It affects your vision. It affects your metabolism. It affects how your bones grow. It affects your level of inflammation. It affects your level of immune function.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no system that we found that doesn't take input from it. That is the primary reason that this stuff sounds like snake oil. Because if you have dysfunction in your endocannabinoid system, and then you take CBD and it makes your endocannabinoid system work better, you literally can't predict what you might have been suffering with a long time that suddenly got better.
Yeah.
And I've seen that now tons of times. And what I mean is when I've given CBD or hemp oil to someone for, say, arthritis in their knee,
mm-hmm.
and they came back and I said, well, how are you doing? I said, well, my knee's doing better. I said, but my IBS went away.
Yeah.
My chronic constipation's gone. Or, man, I haven't had to take Ambien in weeks because I'm sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's because that endocannabinoid system affects literally everything else. And that is the primary reason this stuff sounds like snake oil.
Oh,
yep.
That, thank you for explaining
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and that
does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah.
And again, the part of the reason we get trapped in that thinking, well, you know, it's snake oil because it can do all these things. Think about other hormones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It's not, think about estrogen. You know, if you are low in estrogen, it's not that estrogen is a medical treatment
right.
for hot flashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will help hot flashes, certainly.
Right.
But it also, the way to think about it is if you're supposed to have a certain amount of estrogen. If you don't, you can get hot flashes.
Right.
If you don't, you can get dryness.
Yeah.
If you don't, you can get mental effects on your memory and focus and attention.
Yeah.
And you can be depressed. You can lose hair.
Mm-hmm.
You can have dry skin. And again, it's not that estrogen is a medical treatment for all of those. You got to think of it different. That's something that's supposed to be in your body that if you're low in it, you're not going to function right.
Right.
So CBD is not a treatment for all these conditions. It's supporting a system that we easily have worked poorly. And making that system work better has the potential to make tons of conditions improve. So, very important difference. Yeah.
It's just so new that's why it's just
yep.
people are just starting to
yes.
learn about it.
Yes.
But what's I think kind of scary, and not scary, but it's new and it's just legalized, and as far as Indiana, you can go almost to any corner
mm-hmm.
and it's for sale somewhere.
Yes.
And there's so many different brands.
Yes.
And there's individuals selling it. And so I think right now And the prices, I mean, it's not cheap. It's
yep.
The prices are everywhere. So I think a lot of people are like, well, I'm gonna shop around and I'm gonna see
yep.
what's the cheap. And that's maybe not necessarily the way to go.
Well, the prices vary a lot, just as you said, and they change.
Yeah.
And hemp is a commodity.
Yeah,
there is
yeah.
a price for it on the stock exchange
right.
for you know a certain amount for this much money.
Mm-hmm.
And organic full spectrum hemp is expensive.
Yeah. It is.
When I get patients that come in and they say, hey, doc, I found this bottle and it's 2,000 milligrams and it was $50. And I tell them, man, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And the reason is that a lot of CBD that's made in this country, especially those that are less expensive, a lot of it's grown in Asia.
Okay.
In Asia, they actually use hemp to do what's called bioremediation.
Uh-huh.
And hemp is such an amazing plant. It can detoxify soil. Especially from toxic heavy metals and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And many places, so hemp is used to clean up this toxic soil, and then they just try to make money from it, so they'll use the fibers for something, which I guess if you got toxic fibers in your car door, maybe that's not a big deal.
Right.
But if you're going to make an extract to go into your body and take every day that's concentrated, I would never, ever, ever, ever take a CBD oil that is not organically sourced.
Right.
That's insane.
You are putting it in your body every day. So what's the difference between water soluble and not water soluble?
Yep. This is a very important question. And to date, there are not a lot of water solubilized hemp oils or CBD oils out there. Why that's important is that, just think about this, we all, unless it's taken out, you know, you got a gallbladder. Mm-hmm. The whole reason you have a gallbladder is because our gut is lined on the inside with basically water. So oil and water don't what?
Mix.
They don't mix, right. So you don't absorb, none of us absorb fats or oils very well in our gut. Mm-hmm. And the entire reason you got a gallbladder is to store bile salts and release them when you eat, to bind things that are fat and turn them into something that will dissolve in water.
Okay.
So if you've got an oil, and we use oils that are treated in such a way, not with chemicals, but a physical process that makes them water soluble. Mm-hmm. It basically makes them ball up into these tiny little spheres where the oil part is on the inside and the polar or the water soluble part of the molecules are on the outside. Mm-hmm. And that allows it to go into the bloodstream from the gut at a very, very efficient rate.
Right.
Most oils out there are only going to be absorbed about 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, no matter what good deal you got on an oil, if it's not water soluble, then over 90% of it, and sometimes over 95%, you're actually it's going out the other end of the GI tract and never getting in your bloodstream. You're wasting it.
Yeah.
Whereas the oils that we choose to use, because this is a, you know, when you get the good stuff, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And we want you to actually get it in your system.
Yeah.
And well over 10 times that you take of a water-soluble oil that's good quality, you're going to get in your bloodstream over one that's not.
Well,
so
one thing,
important.
Too, if you talk about the cost, and I know for me personally, I've stopped taking a couple of prescriptions. And that's not something that we're saying people to do.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, no longer taking pain medication for my knee.
Yep.
And it makes me happy because I'd rather take something organic.
Absolutely.
That's not for everybody. That's just my personal thing going on there.
Well, and that's honestly, Pam, I mean, one of the very reasons I wanted to do this program is that so many people, though this is a supplement,
mm-hmm.
it a lot of times works with the potency of a pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
And what that means is that it's going to have a lot to do with their other health conditions. And mm-hmm. I want people, and I want to educate people, I want to educate clinicians on this so that they feel more comfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to just willy-nilly be stopping meds because they think
right.
this is going to work instead.
Right.
That's a way to get in trouble. If you don't know why you're taking what you're taking or how much you should be taking, are there withdrawal symptoms from it, could be a big deal.
Yeah.
But conversely, one of the most exciting things about using these products has been that in our little practice, I mean, for me, we've got, you know, a smallish practice because I see like, you know, 12 people a day. If I try mm-hmm. more than that, then I'm, you know, I'm useless. it takes me 10 minutes to say hi. But anyway, our small practice, we've stopped, let me say that right. We didn't stop. Patients came back in and told me that they had stopped, no longer needed over 200 medications.
Yeah.
In the last several months. Yeah. 60 of those were controlled.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Really, honestly.
Especially when all of us clinicians are under tremendous heat from the government, from administrators, from association directors saying you need to decrease the opiates, you need to decrease the benzos, you need to decrease the sleep meds.
Mm-hmm.
But and so that's all well and good, but what do you do with that person in front of you that's suffering?
Right.
But I had three people spontaneously stop Xanax in a week after starting taking hemp oil.
Yeah.
And not one of them did I hold their feet to the fire and say, now, if you take this, you can't take your Xanax.
Right.
They just came back in and I said, well, did you need a refill? And they said, actually, I haven't needed it. I haven't taken it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Blown away.
And
didn't expect it.
That's a positive. And and that was the other thing I wanted to mention about CBD oil. People go, well, you're trading one for another. There's no addiction to CBD oil. There's no withdrawal.
Absolutely.
If by chance you run out of it or something.
That is correct. One of the things, and it's a great question, CBD, because of the way it works biochemically, you really can't develop tolerance to it.
Mm-hmm.
We develop tolerance when something attaches to like the active site of a receptor, and it makes the body change either the potency or the amounts of those receptors. One of the problems with opiates is that you take an opiate and your number of receptors go way up. So now you need a bigger dose to even get the same amount of effect. from taking it. That doesn't happen with CBD. Yep. It's called an allosteric modulator. It attaches to a different site, and you don't change the number of receptors appreciably that we know of in doing so. So you don't have to ramp your dose up to get the same effect. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's huge for cost. That's huge for the potential for problems.
Yeah.
And we also, there's no addiction. The reason there's no addiction is because there's no, now people say, and this is, I think, wrong. They say, well, CBD, that's cool. It's not psychoactive. That's not fully correct. It actually is psychoactive. It's not intoxicating.
Mm-hmm.
It does work on the things that we consider psych issues. It can affect anxiety levels. It can affect sleep. All of those are psych things. It can affect mood. Mm-hmm. So it is psychoactive, but it's not intoxicating. And that's a tremendous difference. And that's what separates it from THC.
Now, we actually didn't get into a list, but just a kind of a broad view of some of the things you've maybe seen it help people with.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that have just blown me away, we are seeing people benefit in terms of pain.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing sometimes tremendously, even people getting literally off of opiates. There's one gentleman I know who had been prescribed 4 Norco a day.
Wow.
He started taking this product in November, and then he has taken 4 pills total since.
Oh,
in 6
amazing.
Months.
Yeah.
Life-changing for that gentleman. Anxiety. We see people getting their levels of anxiety much, much better. Sleep. We see people sleeping like they've never slept in years. Somebody stopped me in front of Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday telling me, thank you so much for letting us try that CBD. And I didn't even give it to him. So someone else did, but you know, helping and teaching and working on the law about it. He said, because I haven't slept like this in years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He said, and I've taken all kinds of sleep meds and they didn't help. But that endocannabinoid system is absolutely vital and a huge component of why you sleep and how you get to sleep. Mm-hmm. So you have to have it working. Inflammation. We have tons of people taking, say, anti-inflammatories for arthritis and so forth. Inflammation is tightly controlled by the endocannabinoid system, and hemp oil can help modulate that.
Mm-hmm.
Irritable bowel conditions. The endocannabinoid system really helps control the gut and how it functions, the speed at which it operates. Chronic constipation. Those are conditions that we've seen get better. My very favorite one that I've seen get better, and I used to just, you can ask any doc who comes on here, we cringe when we see somebody come, you know, a new patient, and he or she's been suffering with fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And it's not because we don't like the people. They're dear people, but we've had so little to help them.
Yeah.
And we've not known what to do. Well, it turns out there's a very important paper written by Dr. Ethan Russo. It was last published in 2016, where he points out that one of the fundamental flaws in fibromyalgia is a deficiency of endocannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
A deficiency of anandamide, and you can measure it. Now, it's not commercially available to do all those tests yet, but if you give those people CBD, their levels of anandamide go up, and their pain levels drop, and they sleep better. And we're seeing a tremendous percentage of our fibromyalgia patients see improvement with something that's safe and mm-hmm. something affordable, whereas all I ever had were expensive drugs with tons of side effects, and they didn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been mind-blowing. The last patient I had with that just a few weeks ago, gave it her a dose of this in the office, and she was there for hormones, and we gave her hormones and took about 10 minutes later, and she got off the table and she said, oh my God. And I went, oh my, what's wrong? Are you bleeding?
You
know?
Yeah.
She said, she started tearing up. She's like, I don't hurt. I'm not hurting. I said, this is amazing. She didn't believe it. She thought she made it up, but I'm seeing it over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So those pain conditions, especially fibromyalgia, is one that you need to explore hemp oil for that.
Yeah. And again, you're not talking about a cure for anything.
No.
It's a supplement.
It's a supplement to support
symptoms.
That endocannabinoid system, which whose dysfunction can contribute to a lot of problems like fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Now, if people are listening and they're interested in finding out even more or whatever, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, please. These are available, and you don't have to be our patient to get some to try it because, again, it's a supplement.
Right.
If you do have significant medical conditions, I would recommend you talk to your doctor before taking it. Again, CBD is incredibly safe, but as with any supplement, it has the potential to interact with some other things,
mm-hmm.
and there is the potential for CBD interacting, especially at higher doses typically than we give. But if somebody's taking a lot of it, especially these isolate oils, it could affect your level, blood level of some other meds.
Okay.
So if you're on a lot of meds, especially blood thinners or seizure meds, mm-hmm. I would ask you to talk to your doc. But
okay.
if you wanted to try these, you can come by our office and do so. Come by Andrea Medical Services. Give us a call at 812-331-8282 or hit us up on the web at www.andremedicalservices.com.
All right. And stick around for more podcasts to come with Dr. Andre. We're going to do this weekly, CBD University. And if you have any questions you'd like to have Dr. Andre answer in future podcasts, just email me, pam@artisticradio.net. Thank you so much. There's so much more to embark upon, and I'm assuming you're going to have lots of guests in the future.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
There's
got them lined
more.
Up.
There's so much more to talk about. Thank you so much for all the information today. I'm going to have this to digest on for a while.
You got it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.